For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alexis Joyce, a junior defender out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And AJ, this last weekend, you guys got a break from WCHA play, a couple of exhibition games. Was it kind of a good mental break as well for you?
Oh, absolutely. We haven't had a break all year, and especially with newcomers, they don't expect this. I know when I was a freshman, I was not expecting it to be that much of a grind. Just the sport I love, I never thought it would get so taxing and tiring, and having a weekend half off was really nice and much needed, especially with the bounces just haven't been going our way lately, and I think we needed just a weekend to regroup and figure things out.
For you, you played alongside Stephanie Anderson last couple of years. What was it like to play against her?
Steph's one of my best friends, and it was the best thing to have her back up in Bemidji. I mean, I miss her a ton, and it was so fun going out to the face-off dot against her and just being able to joke on the ice. If one of us would beat the other one, we'd give a little smart remark behind our backs to each other. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
For you growing up here in Minnesota, you saw quite a few of those players over your career on the Whitecaps. The Lamoureux sisters played for North Dakota. They have obviously not lost any of their skill. Is it, when you look at how you played against them, are you guys happy about how you played?
I mean, you take one Lamoureux out of the whole situation. She scored almost five goals, I think. You take her out of the game, we win 5-3. But no, those players are absolutely unbelievable, and it's an honor even to step out on the ice with them. And I know we've all looked up to them. We all still do look up to them. I mean, how can you not? They're unbelievable, and all they do is care about the sport. And when you go out there, and if you can stop them, you should be very proud of yourself, because they're the best in the nation 100%, and they've earned that title. And if you can stop them, that's a big accomplishment in itself.
Well, it was funny. I looked at the roster and I saw Winnie Brown on there, and I remember her when she was growing up and playing with the boys in Roseville back in my day. But for her, she was 38 years old out there skating around just as fast as everybody else. What was that like to see a couple pioneers out there?
You know, I have the utmost respect for Winnie. I probably wouldn't be playing college hockey if it wasn't for Winnie. She's done so many things for the women's program through Minnesota hockey, and to see her still doing the thing that she loves at this level is unbelievable. Both her and Potter are both older than many are that still play the sport, and both of them can still skate with the best of them, and that's hats off to them, because that's unbelievable.
The second game this last weekend, Coach moved you up from D to forward. You were on that second line on the wing. You scored 2 goals. You obviously played forward in high school, but how fun was it to get back up there?
It was really nice. I've played forward my whole life until I got to college, so like being able to go back and play forward and just kind of being worry-free, because nothing's expected of you. You go up there and you haven't played the position in 2.5 years. It made it a lot more fun just going out there, and obviously putting the puck in the net helps, but just being able to go out and try something new and be a little different is, to me, the most fun thing you could do.
I know I asked Coach if he would put you back up there and forward, but obviously you're needed on the defense. How much has your game changed since you've started playing defense here?
Oh, it's a lot different. You have to be a little different-minded. You can't think score, score, score. You have to think about defense first, and then you can go score. In high school, that's not the case. In high school, it's give me the puck and let's go down the ice and score. And when you're back at the point, you got a little more to worry about than just score, score, score.
Well, I know Coach has been looking for some chemistry up front to get some scoring. You guys scored 6 goals on the weekend. I asked Jack Casa the same thing, because she got a chance to play alongside 2 seniors and be up front. And what about the chemistry of that line on Saturday? It was just incredible watching Miller and Casa and Nelson together.
I think it's just a mix-up of players. You got Miller, who's probably one of the strongest girls on our team on skates, and she's not going to lose a puck battle ever. And especially if you make her mad, she's not going to lose. You got Cicely Nelson, who's a grinder as well. She'll go anywhere on the ice. She'll block anything. She's strong in the D-zone, the O-zone, and the neutral zone. And then you got Jack Casa, who can put a puck away. So I think a balance. All 3 of those players aren't afraid to get their nose dirty. All 3 can know how to put a puck away. And all 3 of them put the team before themselves. So I think when you get a balance between 3 people like that, I think you're going to have chemistry no matter who they are.
This weekend, it's back to business in the WCHA. What's it going to take to beat St. Cloud State?
We just got to get back to the basics and focus on the little things. Stop worrying about major things. Just go back to the little things, I guess. we need to put some pucks away because that has been a struggle all year. It's been the struggle for the past few years, but I have no doubts in my mind that this team is going to be able to do that, and that's what we need to go do and show.
Go do that. Good luck this weekend, AJ. Thanks so much.
Thank you, ma'am.